Hello, this is Shirley. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we are asking voters in your area to get their opinions and advices on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to this survey, which will be kept confidential with the responses of several hundred other voters, such as yourself. To begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. In which county are you currently residing?
Cameron.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
I'm still undecided.
Okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for president and Congress.
Very interested.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to read some names. I would like to read to you some names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression on them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. And okay, so first name is Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
No, not a big fan.
Okay. What about the State Senator Morgan LaMantia?
No, not a big fan.
The Democratic Party?
Undecided on that one.
Okay. What about the former President Donald Trump?
Oh, still undecided on him.
Okay. What about the Republican Party?
Yeah.
Let's say you are strong positive or somewhat positive on them.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Republican candidate for State Senate Adam Hinosa.
Good.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Okay.
What about the Vice President Kamala Harris?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, next question. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Do you have Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance? There are other names, or are you still on the side?
I would vote Kamala.
You said Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Oh, Kamala, so sorry about that. Okay, if the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, the Libertarian, Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Aldrin, the Democrat?
I'll vote the Republican.
Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Adam Hinosa, Republican, Morgan LaMantia, the Democrat?
I go with Hinosa.
Okay, thank you. Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve the re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Give someone else a chance.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to read to you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidate for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinoza believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more affordable healthcare for mothers and children.
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
No.
Okay. Adam Jainosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small business working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
No, not in favor of that.
Okay. Adam Hinoza had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
That's okay.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinoza will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Yes, I'm good with that.
Morgan Lamantia does not support Second Amendment guns rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
No, I'm not okay with that.
Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
No.
Adam Hinoza will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
I'm okay with that.
Morgan Lamantia voted to allow prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the book.
No, not okay with that.
Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against wine serving services rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
No.
Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
No.
Adam Hinoza trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and support maintaining local police budgets.
That's okay.
Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Repeat that again?
Oh, yeah. Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Yes.
Adam Hinoza knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is her chance to prove her area with a new state senator who represents her values.
No.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
I'm okay.
Adam Hinoza supports securing our border to protect our families.
Say that again?
Adam Hinoza supports securing our border to protect our families.
Yes.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia opposes school choice legislation that will have allowed parents to use state funding to send their children to the school of their choice, be it as public school or private school or a charter school.
He's for that or against it?
Sorry, you said?
Is he for that or against that school voucher?
She's opposed that.
She's opposed it? I'm opposed to it as well.
Okay. Adam Ginoza supports or states efforts to identify and dismantle transitional criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
Yes.
Morgan LaMattia is working against jobs in her area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
Yes.
Adam Ginoza will work to protect her children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Yes.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Yes.
Adam Ginoza has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Ginoza and his companies.
No.
Okay. Having heard more about them, for which of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, the Green Party; Adam Ginoza, the Republican; Morgan LaMantia, the Democrat.
That one, I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. Now, there are just a few questions to make sure we have representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1968.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yes.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from social media, from local TV news, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet, from newspapers?
From newspapers.
From newspapers, thank you. Which of these is your next most preferred source? Social media, local TV, blog and emails, cable news networks, or news sites on the internet?
Local TV.
Local TV news, thank you. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television, more Spanish language television, or about the same?
English language.
Thank you. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system through an antenna, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish, or DirecTV?
Dish.
Okay, thank you. Which of these, if any, do you use next most often? The commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system, through an antenna, or streaming over the internet without commercials?
Streaming over the internet without commercials.
Thank you. By any chance, do you have an X account? Before it was named like Twitter.
No.
Okay. An Instagram account?
No.
YouTube account?
No.
Facebook account?
Yes.
Thank you. Which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be never legal. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger of, to the life of the mother. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy.
That one, the last one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, basically that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for being with me on the line during this whole process. And well, that's all. Thank you and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.